listener production.
The crowd starts to lift.
This is the big time.
Oh, wow!
Everything Cowboys.
The whole of the region will be taking this kick with Jonathan Thurston.
Everything NRL.
Cowboys have won the premiership!
It's the Cowboys Charge Down for Triple M NRL.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Cowboys Charge Down. My name's Wade Chiesa. It is Wednesday, the 25th of May, and what a game we have coming up on Friday at 6 o'clock. It is the Panthers taking on the Cowboys. It'll be an absolute cracker. Can the Cowboys back up after that great victory against the Melbourne Storm? Well, we're about to find out come Friday, but as he always does every Wednesday, joining us on the Cowboys Charge Down, the great Gavin Cooper. Hello, Coops.
Hello, mate. Yes, big weekend for footy this week, and look, coming off a cracking win against the Storm, so let's see if we can back it up.
Yeah, it's a big question, isn't it? I mean, last week the talk was, well, this will be a good test for the Cowboys and see where they're at this point of the season. Well, round 12, it does mark the halfway mark, so no better test than the competition front runners, and let's face it, the Panthers, they've been the benchmark of the competition this season.
They have, mate, and I'll say by a country mile. Melbourne have let a couple games slip, and obviously due to a couple of key injuries in key positions. But, yeah, our boys are on fire last week, so let's hope they take the same focus into this week. Although a different beast, we're not playing at home. They're not a couple players down like Melbourne were. Unfortunately, we're a couple players down this week, which isn't great. But, yeah, the confidence that our guys have got and the guys that are stepping in, they're not inexperienced first graders. They've been around and done it for a long time. So, look, we've got some ready-made replacements. Not that you'll ever replace Jason Tamalolo in the middle of the field, but Cohen Hess moving into the number 13 jersey, I'm sure will do a good job for us.
Yeah, well, let's look at the team and those two changes. As you mentioned, Jason Tamalolo and Cole Felt out with those knee injuries. And coming into the side, well Cohen Hess starts at lock, and Jake Granville comes onto the bench, and Jermaine Tanoa-Brown comes onto the bench as well, and Hamisau Tabuai-Fido goes to the wing to replace Cole Felt. So, as you said, two ready-made replacements who Hamisau played for Queensland last year. Cohen Hess has played for Queensland before. So it shows a bit of depth in North Queensland, doesn't it, for North Queensland?
Yeah, it does. I suppose it keeps everybody excited, I'll suggest, about what we're doing and what's been building here at the club. We've spoken about it and touched on a couple of times at how we were just travelling along nicely, and the reason we're able to do that is the combinations that had been formed on the field had been there for many weeks in a row. And although there had been a little bit of slight shuffling when Hamisau got injured and like a game here or there that a couple guys missed, but for the most part, we've had, like I said, we've only used 20 players thus far this year, and we're still not putting anyone new out there on the paddock. So Jermaine's already played this year, and Hesse's there, and Jakey as well. So we've still got only used 20 players this year, and it's a credit to the work that the guys did in the off season and to prepare them for what's happening at the moment. And look, I've touched on it. There's no bigger test in rugby league. Penrith lost their last outing at home against Para. Before that, they'd won 21 or 22 in a row at home, and it's going to be it'll be a sellout for the guys. I know we played in front of 22 or 23,000 here at home on the weekend, but playing in front of 20,000 at Penrith Stadium is a sight to behold. And when the stadium's full down there, everyone's making noise. It's a great place to play footy. And I was there once upon a time playing in that black or pink jersey. So it'll be a great night for footy for a footy fan.
Yeah, look, Penrith just about, I think, all but at full strength when you look at it. Across the park, they've got strike galore. Luai Cleary, Brian Tuo in the side, Dylan Edwards, Isaiah Yeo. Of course, Origin selection around the corner. Both these clubs will have a number of players playing Origin. What are the matchups you're looking forward to on Friday at 6 o'clock, Coops?
Look, mate, I always touch on the back rows, but this week I'm going the fullbacks. I really love Dylan Edwards and what he brings to their team. I'll compare him to one of my old teammates and a good mate of mine, Lockie Coote. Just he gets all the balls on the fall. He brings the ball back at speed. He's not a big human, but mate, very courageous with what he does. And he's always sniffing around the middle of the field. Generally, the way teams play, the fullback is a bit of an indicator as to where they're shifting. But, mate, he spends a lot of time around the middle of the field, does a lot of the clean-up work, and he's always there to pounce on a loose ball if it's there. And Drinky, we've seen what he's brought to the team and the way he's been able to transform our attack since Hamiso's injury. So, yeah, the number ones is the big matchup for me this week, mate.
I like the number nines as well, Coops. Api Korosau and Reece Robson. Reece was one of the best last weekend against the Storm. It'll be a test for Reece coming up against Korosau, who's pushing for a New South Wales jersey.
Yeah, well, both the guys are. If Damien Cook was unfortunate enough to go down, like these two are the next cabs off the rank, I'd suggest. Api and what he's been able to do at Penrith over the last few years will be a massive get for the Tigers for next year and what they're trying to build. But mate, the way he plays out of nine, very crafty, brings people onto the ball, knows the right time when to run and or pass, and his pass selection is second to none. And yeah, Robbo's last 6 weeks of footy as well has probably been his best in Cowboys colours, I think. I think many would have to admit that. So, yeah, it's no surprise as to how good both teams are going. The Nines, I have to agree, mate. They are a big part of what they do.
Coops, what do the Cowboys need to focus on this weekend against Penrith? I mean, is it the start? Is it controlling, Cleary and Luai and not letting them get too much ball? What's the answer? How do you beat Penrith?
Oh, mate, stay in the game and take it to them. Many teams that get blown off the park, and you've seen it in the past when Melbourne was a juggernaut or the Roosters, or Melbourne still are, or the Roosters were at their powerhouse best. It's letting them dictate terms as to what they do all the time. And our boys have shown this year through their effort in their defence and the way that they go after teams with their effort in defence, it's something that has kept us in games or got us back in the games when we haven't started too well. So, yeah, it's taken it to them with our defence, because, look, there's going to be times when they're under pressure. They're just too clever of a team. Their halves are very, very clever with the way that they attack and the way that they control field position. And Nathan Cleary's one of the best, if not the best, at controlling the game with his kicking game. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of focus, I'm guessing, put around their 6 and 7. That's because a lot of their tries and attack comes from. So, yeah, big night for us at the office defensively, because, if we don't take it to them, they'll definitely take it to us.
And what about, you touched on defence. The Cowboys have conceded 131 points, but Penrith have conceded, and they are the best defensive team in the comp, 128. So only 3 points better off than North Queensland. Really quite extraordinary from where the Cowboys have come from last season. I mean, I know we've touched on, but I don't think people realise just how close defensively North Queensland are to Penrith.
Yeah, mate. They did a lot of work in the off-season. There's no secrets that, or Toddy's made no secrets about that, about how much tackling and defensive work they were doing. And, yeah, like I said, that's kept us in games and got us back into games. So, and, mate, I'm a bit remiss of me to not talk about Isaiah Yeo so far. What he does around the middle of the field, he plays the third half. And if I was the coach, once again, not the coach, just a little old battler, just giving my opinion, there'd be a lot of focus put around him. And the way that the refs referee the game, if you touch a person after they've passed the ball, it's going to be a penalty. In the way that Isaiah Yeo controls the game in the middle of the field, and I'd be sending our boys markers and A's out to hit him really quickly, because if he gets a run on and we hit him later, there's going to be some penalties there. So if I was out coaching this week, I'd be putting a lot of pressure around what he does around the middle of the field.
Coops, don't undersell yourself. We know for a fact that a lot of coaching staff do listen to the Cowboys Charge Down. It's not just Cowboys coaching staff. So your insight, mate, will be is travelling around the NRL competition. So please continue to give it, because you never know who's listening, mate.
Thanks, mate. I'll keep talking as long as somebody's going to listen.
Talking about talking, what about your tips from last week? 7 from 8, aren't you going well?
Oh, a little bit better than the week before when I got 2. So, look, I'm glad I'm not allowed to bet on footy, because I'd be down a lot.
All right, let's have a look at round 12 and get your tips, and then we'll go through your top 3 for round 12 and what you're looking forward to. Starts Thursday night, the Storm take on the Sea Eagles. Amy Park, no Tommy Turbo, tragic injury for him last week. Is it the Storm to bounce back from their disappointing performances, or can Manly upset them?
Mate, I'm glad I'm not in that Melbourne Storm room this week in the review room. They were straight on a plane out of Townsville after the game the other night, and I don't reckon a word would have been said by the coaching staff. So, mate, Storm will bounce back at home. They kick off Indigenous round, and Storm, they do it really well on a game day. So I'm actually, yeah, really looking forward to see how this one pans out. But I think the Storm, they've copped a hide in 2 weeks in a row. So, yeah, Storm and Storm well. A
couple of good games on Friday night. We've touched on this one, the Cowboys and Panthers. Cowboys?
Cowboys, mate. Look, I've got to stick with the boys. Yeah, we're a couple of troops down and Panthers fly at home. But, mate, I can't take the Cowboys hat off, can I?
No, absolutely. We look for you. I reckon it'll be a close one, an absolute cracker. Match of the round, that one will be. Straight after that, the Broncos. Broncos, who are flying high as well, five in a row, they take on the Titans, who haven't had a good season, but they sit in 13th place. Who do you like? Is it Broncos at Suncorp?
Stick with the Broncos and my man Tomato. He's killing it there at the back, number one. A little bit of an injury cloud last week, but and there's a couple of guys in that team that are pushing for origin selection as well. So it'd be a big game by a lot of those Broncos guys right on the cusp of wearing the maroon in a couple of weeks' time.
Of course, on Monday, we'll know who that Queensland team and how they line up. So we look forward to that one. Move on to Saturday footy, Coops. The Warriors and the Knights, 12th versus 15th.
Flipping a coin, mate.
Yep.
Flipping a coin again. But I'm going to go the Knights. Couple of guys in that team as well, pushing for New South Wales and Queensland selection. So, look, I think it'll be a big one, battle of the fullbacks here, KP and Reece Walsh. But I think, yeah, Newcastle will get this one, mate.
All right, the Knights for Coops on that one. As we push on Saturday, the Rabbitohs and the West Tigers, two teams that, yeah, fairly desperate for a win. The Rabbitohs just on the cusp of 8th position. The West Tigers promising a month ago, but seem to slip back into old habits.
Yeah, they have slipped back into old habits, Savat. And the Rabbitohs didn't turn up down in Dubbo and got their pants pulled down by the Raiders. So another toss of the coin here, but little upset. I'm going to go for the Tigers.
All right.
I think they will, they'll do it this week. A lot will be made around Indigenous round and the work that Souths does in that area, but I'm going to pick an upset here.
Well, you're good at them, mate. That's for sure. The Sharks take on the Roosters, 4th v 7th. Who do you like?
Yeah, the Roosters were disappointing last week against the Panthers, or the Panthers were really good, but they were a little bit disappointing. So, and then the Sharks were good with welcoming the guys they had back. And Will Kennedy's back in the team as well, so I'm going to go the Sharks here, mate.
And Sunday football at 2 o'clock. The Bulldogs in 16th position take on the Dragons in 11th. Gee, hard to tip the Bulldogs at the moment, Coops.
Can't tip the Bulldogs, mate. Just can't do it. I'd love to see them come out and blow a team off the park, but that's just not going to happen. So go the Dragons here on Sunday afternoon footy.
And the final game of round 12, the Raiders take on the Eels. Good win by the Raiders last week. They put some points on, as you said, the Bunnies. Are you tipping the Raiders at GIO Stadium in Canberra or the Eels, who they know how to win a game?
Mate, they do know how to win a game. They, yeah, got home. It was a little bit ugly against Manly on the weekend. And, yeah, Canberra really got up for Big Papa's 250th game. If I hadn't known that, his 250th, I probably would have tipped those over the Bunnies and would have got my clean round, mate. But I'm going to have to go with the Eels here. The Raiders, although they found three in a row, I think the Eels' little late wake-up call against Manly, and they got home in the end, but they weren't great. I'm going to go the Eels.
Oh, they spoiled your the Raiders spoiled your perfect round last week, and you're going against them again, Coops, in round 12.
Going against them, mate.
There you go.
Parra need to find something. They will be, yeah, they wouldn't be happy with how they played on the weekend, although they got away with it.
Yep.
I think Parra will be down there full of focus. There's a couple of guys pushing for New South Wales selection in that team as well, so big game from them.
It's the Cowboys Charge Down. Top three.
Top three. A little random one. Just the way that Melbourne host their game days. I'm going to say I hope that on Friday night they show the pre-match, all the pre-match entertainment, the light show and everything else that kicks off the Indigenous round. The Storm have been one of the best, if not the best, at hosting a game day for a while now since their new stadium. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that kick off Indigenous round.
Good stuff. Number two.
Broncos v Titans. Battle of the South, Battle of the South Queensland before we get the Dolphins in, just to see how focused Broncos really are. Because generally the Titans get up for this game, and I've played for another team that I've played for, mate. We weren't great at the time, but we always got up to play the bigger brother in the Broncos. So the Titans will be up for the game, but just really see if the Broncos can keep their focus and do the job on the Titans.
And number three?
Number three, Cowboys v Panthers. Massive test for us down there. And look, I'm disappointed, as is every other North Queenslander out there, that a couple of our guys aren't there to give it full strength v full strength. But it'll still be a cracking game nonetheless. Our guys are up for the game. And, yeah, I just hope they can emulate what they brought to the game last week against the Storm. So, mate, big night for footy Friday night.
Yeah, it'd be an absolute cracker. Can't wait for that one. Gavin Cooper, thank you for your time as usual. Let's hope for another 7 from 8 or 8 from 8, or at the very least, a Cowboys victory against the Penrith. Enjoy your weekend, mate.
Mate, hey, let's enjoy the call on Friday night too, making my debut there with you, Wado. Let's have some fun.
Jeez, this is the big guns. You can catch Coops on the Cowboys call team on the Listener app or on the Triple M stations between Cairns and Central Queensland, mate. Thanks for that wrap. We'll talk to you soon.
Let's look forward to it. Let's have fun. Cheers, mate.
Always great fun to talk to Gavin Cooper every Wednesday on the Cowboys Charge Down. Well, that wraps us up for another edition of the Cowboys Charge Down. Enjoy your footy for the weekend. A great game this Friday night. 6 o'clock kickoff. It is the Cowboys and the Panthers. We can't wait for that one. Until then, enjoy your footy. Listener.